WorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Last hour, you heard about the South Beach Wine and Food Show here on the program. RJ shared his Florida travels with all the car shows and events happening there. Something else that's about to begin in Florida, folks, Arizona as well, I'll add. That's spring training baseball. In today's personal connection, it's sponsored by SimplySafe.com/carry.
If you've been thinking about getting protected with a security system, join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimplySafe.com/carry and protect the people and places who matter most to you from intruders, fire, carbon monoxide, floods from broken or even frozen water pipes, and many other things. This is a company we've been working with for 11 years now, and they don't just react to break-ins. They actually help stop them before they begin.
They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, all while dispatching the fire, police, or ambulance. There are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. As a show fan, you're going to save 50% at simplysafe.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Living here in the New York City area, there is one voice that's synonymous with baseball for us, and that's the voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling. John is celebrating 65 years in broadcasting today, February 1st. He officially retired as the Yankees broadcaster at the end of last season after 35 years behind the mic. John's experienced not only with the regular baseball season, but he's seen a lot of spring training baseball as well, which, as Robert said at the rejoin, is the focus for today's personal connection. Off to that show hotline we go. Let's welcome legendary John Sterling onto our show.
John, it's a pleasure to have you joining us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's my pleasure, and actually, thank you for inviting me.
Well, we really appreciate it. So, listen, as a lifelong Yankee fan, your voice has been connected to many celebrations that Mary and I have enjoyed with our sons over the years. And although the team didn't end last season as we all had hoped with a World Series victory, I guess as the saying goes, hope springs eternal, John. So, in a few weeks, actually next week, pitchers and catchers will start reporting to spring training sites in Florida and Arizona. And in 3 weeks, we're going to start to see some spring training baseball games. So I absolutely love this time of year. I think attending spring training baseball is such a great way to enjoy your team. It's also less expensive. What are some of the things you've enjoyed over the years about spring training, John?
You know, I can't think of anything. You know, spring training, what I really remember, because I was so excited about finally getting baseball, was when I was with the Hawks in the 80s, and I was the new guy of the four guys on the air, and they had me fly. I did a Hawks game on a Friday night. Saturday morning, I had to fly to Florida, broadcast a Braves game. They wanted to introduce me, and then get my little tail back on a plane and fly to the Omni for a Saturday night basketball game. So I think that's what I remember about the spring. I enjoyed Fort Lauderdale. The Yankees were there from, in my time, 89 to 96. And then 96 till now in Tampa. But, you know, the games are slightly unimportant. Susan and I used to get a kick out of when they, in the fifth inning or sixth inning, when all the kids would come in.
Right.
And when we would do their names for a few days, we kidded like they were part of the family, like we knew them, these guys who aren't going to make it and get sent down. But anyway, it's, as you say, it's a time to renew your interest in baseball and get ready with it. And
well, that's a good thing.
And I'm, by the way, it's 36 years behind the mic for the Yanks. And I'm really glad I don't have to go down there again.
Well, that's pretty honest, John. 36 years. Okay. Listen, you know, so you're in our personal connection segment of our show where we talk, we do get a little personal with our guests. We talk about passion for travel and just for your career. You've called over, I think I have this right, 5,600 Yankees games in your career.
Well,
is that right?
Actually, they cheated me out of a lot of games. And let me tell you why. On November, let's say November 1st, but it could have been the 2nd or 3rd, in 1981, I broadcast my first Atlanta Hawks game. And from then on till I left to join the Yanks in March of 89, I never missed a game. And I was doing baseball and basketball. So there are some years I did 220 games. Hmm. And then I joined the Yankees And in mid-season or late first season, my wonderful sister passed away. Mm. Cancer, of course. Mm-hmm. And I had to, they were flying to Seattle, and I had to take a couple of days off to put my sister at rest. And then I came back, and I never missed a game till from November 1st, 1981, till July, let's say July 15th, 2019. Right. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. Well, with all of that.
It's phenomenal. But they cheated me out of it. Because they said they cheated me out of it. They said, well, you missed two games. I don't call that missing two games.
No,
I call that a death in the family. And so actually it's more than the number they gave, but that's good enough. What's the difference?
I mean, John, listen, again, you know, there was a player at one time, we all know, Lou Gehrig. So you were the Lou Gehrig of broadcasting for sure. But I want to ask you this. You know, we've interviewed people on the show, dads and sons, dads and daughters, families who have traveled to every major league ballpark around the country. They make it a big travel event. Some of them do the spring training games. Certainly, if you're in Arizona, you can see multiple games a day because they're so close. But what is it about the game that you love at your core that you hope others, when they go to a game, they feel?
You know, I don't know. I've told this story, and it's being used. I was a little boy in the middle seat in a car. And in 1946, you weren't, either of you, a gleam in your parents' eye. 1946, your parents probably weren't born.
They were not.
Anyway, listening to, they put the World Series game on Cardinals and Red Sox. Why, I can't tell you, but I will tell you this. During that broadcast, we're driving along. I fell in love with baseball, and I haven't given that love up. It's more than ever. And here it is, 2025.
Well,
so I'm very lucky. And that was true also of basketball and hockey and football. Now, I love music just as much. Yeah. And so I've had, you know, sports and music to carry me through life. And here I am, 86. And I love all those things just as much as ever.
Well, John, I think most people, if they've had a chance to hear you call a game or so, you enjoy mixing in occasional music to your broadcast and with some songs. No question.
Yeah, every now and then I'd sing some popular song or not popular song.
So let me ask you this. You know, you think about it, and we have about 2 minutes left in the interview, but from a logistics standpoint, did you ever talk to anybody involved, maybe with the clubhouse personnel, about how big of an operation it is for these teams to get all the equipment, the uniforms, you know, all of the related items transported to and from Florida or Arizona for spring training?
Well, it's become, as you know, true of all sports, those four that I mentioned. Now, they've never had the success that they're having now. They never made the money. I mean, you can tell that by looking at the salaries of the stars. I mean, the Yankees offered Soto $50 million a year for 15 years, and he didn't take it. Obviously, he didn't want to come to the Yanks because they provided him so much, the right ballpark and the right protector in Aaron Judge. But anyway, I think they're a better team because of all the other moves they've made. Now, of course, we have to wait for the season to find out if I'm right, but I think they're a little bit better team without Soto, because they've added so many pieces.
Well, as we all know, on paper, I would agree, but it's all about can they stay healthy, and it's pitching. I mean, so we'll see. It's the clutch hit in the when you need it, and can you pitch? So, John, it's going to be an interesting season. Very nice to connect with you and to talk with you today and get a little insight into spring training baseball. It's been a true delight to listen to you all the years, and I'm glad we've been able to have you here on the program with us today.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming on. I love being on, and I wish you all the luck in the future, okay?
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, well, there goes the legendary voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling. We really appreciate him joining us this morning. Mary, we probably should have asked him for his signature call. The Yankees win, the Yankees win, and
I'm doing that right.
No justice. But maybe we'll check back with him this November if the Yankees can actually beat the Dodgers this year, and we'll get that call here on the show. So that will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, getting out to see spring training baseball games, whether you're in Florida or Arizona, it really is a great way. It's an economical way to see the games, and as John said in the interview, there's sort of that anticipation about the season coming. It's just a lot of fun.
And you get to see all the new players that may be coming in the years ahead, or certainly later in the year as it fills in. So anyway, folks, if you have a favorite spring training experience or, you know, a place that you go to see the games yourself, whether it is in Florida or Arizona, as long as it's not the Red Sox, we don't want that. Share it with us here on the show.
Oh, our Boston fans.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Well, I know, in Cape Cod, but anyway, rmworldtravel.com/contact. Next, Groundhog's Day is tomorrow, and AccuWeather meteorologist Jason Caterina is going to help set the stage for us. There's still three more segments coming your way today, folks. Don't touch that channel. Keep those radios locked in.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.